I'm Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry. We talk about work every Thursday, and coming up, we're going to talk about when your coworkers are your friends and when that goes a little too far. You can tell us your story, too, at 8778-MY-TAKE. We'll talk more in a few minutes. In the meantime, we're asking
are
you
Are we friends?
Well, it depends on what you get me for Christmas. I got to be honest about that. Well, we're asking you to help out the president, or you can argue against the president. He's going to Congress next week to get his health care plan back on the rails. So what's your winning argument for him or your counter argument? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE or sending us an email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. First, we'll check in on today's news stories. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says recent economic moves by America and others are saving the economy from disaster. His latest comments come ahead of a meeting with World Financial Ministers starting tomorrow in London. And Charles Manson follower Susan Atkins will stay in prison. California parole commissioners refused to release the convicted killer. Atkins has terminal brain cancer. The Wednesday hearing was probably her last bid for freedom.
Little local story from your Detroit, Celeste. Ripples from the auto industry struggles are rocking college football. The Motor City Bowl will now be called the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. The car makers that used to sponsor the Detroit ball game are trying to save some money. Unemployment numbers today and tomorrow are set to move markets. Later this morning, we'll get you the newest data on weekly jobless claims. We'll bring that to you when it's out at about 8:30. Then tomorrow, we'll find out the current national unemployment rate for the month of August. Those are some of the top stories we're watching today. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week.
You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get to it. So if you're on Facebook, you probably get into your email inbox all kinds of things. If so-and-so has requested to friend you on Facebook, and you have to go and say yes or no. Well, how many of those people were your coworkers? Were any of them your boss? Are you befriending them over the internet, inside or outside of work? We're going to be talking about that today. We talk about work every single Thursday. And to talk about this, we have Kate Daly. She writes the Human Condition blog at Newsweek. And also Tina Wells. She's CEO of Buzz Marketing. Tina, you employ a number of young interns over the year. All of your siblings have worked for you as well. So how does this work out? Do you hang out with your siblings after work? Do you talk about work?
Absolutely. But I think we've learned to talk about work at work and really just to focus on, you know, our personal lives outside of the office.
What about these young interns that you have? Do you see them sort of crossing that line between friendship and work colleagues more often, say, than somebody from another generation?
You know, I think there's probably an idea that they do just because of social networking. I don't know. I mean, in reality, I didn't hang out with my interns, you know, after hours, but I definitely knew what was going on because of what was happening, you know, on their Facebook pages.
But people definitely do. I mean, I just heard about a friend of mine who an intern, broke up his marriage, then she dumped him. It's like, you know, it can go a long way, this friend business.
So Kate, you write the Human Condition blog, and this is definitely a human condition.
Very human.
Absolutely.
Are there advantages? I mean, number one, are we getting closer to people that we work with? And number two, are there advantages to it?
Well, I think, I mean, you talk about the human condition. It's human nature to want to be friendly, to feel like people like you. The advent of technology and Facebook kind of just amplifies that, but it's nothing new that you want to kind of be friendly and be on good terms with the people that you work with. Whether or not that's a good thing all depends on how you handle it. There's been a lot of research out of a university in Tel Aviv. There's a woman who studies this pretty explicitly, and she's found that having friends at work really can be beneficial to you, but you have to be careful of who those friends are. She splits them into horizontal friends and vertical friends. Horizontal friends are people on the same level as you, you know, you're kind of in the same pay grade. And vertical friends are your bosses or your subordinates. And those friendships are a lot trickier than
being... So what happens if you're friends with somebody and somebody gets promoted? What if John becomes my boss?
Right. And that, I mean, that's inevitable. You can't just say, well, don't be friends with the people you work with, especially the really successful ones, because they might get promoted and that could be awkward. I think that is one of the challenges of moving up in the work world, especially when you're younger.
Well, let's get specific, though. I mean, if you're friends with your boss, does that buy you any insurance in an economic downturn at the company? Does that say the boss is going to look at you better? Or does the boss take the opposite view that he actually impresses his boss by firing his friends and showing just how impartial he is?
Well, I think in this economic climate, all that matters is numbers and results. So you could be, you know, the best man in somebody's wedding. You could have been somebody's birthing coach. And if you're not meeting your sales quota, you're at risk.
Well, that is harsh. Tina, you yourself are a boss. Have you had to fire or I guess promote as well someone who's a friend of yours?
Well, I've had more of that experience with my family, and absolutely. And
you fired someone in your family?
Oh, yeah.
How did you do that?
You know, if they just weren't doing what was needed for the job, we had a discussion about how, you know, things just weren't working, and I was really specific. And in every case, you know, we definitely came to an understanding that the job wasn't being done.
Tina, how do you do that? What's the wording there? Do you say, this isn't really working out? Or do you say, because they're family, why do you have to be such a jerk even here?
I think it's more of the former. I don't think I could really get away with the
latter. But does it come up? Does Uncle Mark mention this at every Christmas dinner that you fired his son?
No. But it does become sort of a legend. You know, my mom always says, Tina's tough. I mean, she'd fire her own family, but that's what has to happen.
And really good managers can do that, can kind of differentiate between, you know, your social life and your work life. But a lot of people, you know, don't sound as kind of tough and together as Tina, and it can get petty, feelings can get hurt, and the process of undoing that gets really difficult. And anytime there's money involved, it's going to get a lot more political than, you know, if you're just hanging out after work having beers.
I'm going to give you a very specific example. A friend of mine befriended one of her work colleagues. This friend was not her, you know, senior boss, but one of her bosses above her at her work. And one day she was on Facebook and she typed out, calling in sick to work so I can get errands done.
Oh, man. You know, and I know someone who is, you know, at one of my old jobs was on Facebook and would write all day about how bored she was at work and how she wasn't doing anything. And we were all her coworkers, and we couldn't actually believe that. And I think what's going to happen and what has been happening is people are still bored at work. People are still calling in sick when they're not sick. They're just changing the way they use the technology.
And the information flows much more loosely because of all these outlets. I've got an even more concrete.
All right. All right? Okay.
We got this new executive producer here. Okay.
Oh.
Should I have dinner with him after work and go out, maybe, you know, to do a whole big social thing with him? Or should I just really just stay totally
is
clear
it
of
McDonald's
that?
Or steak?
An additional piece of information?
No,
what
there's
should we do?
There are definite benefits to having kind of some social interactions.
I pick up the check?
Well, and that's a whole other show, the etiquette of who pays for what.
I'm saying Dutch. You know? So here's an email that we just got from a listener. They say, I got a friend request from a person I've worked with, and honestly, I don't want him to know all the stupid jokes I say freely with people I know and love on Facebook. I think he's a great guy, but I don't want my fun and free side to impact the way I'm seen at work. Maybe it would help, but I'd rather play it safe. That sounds pretty smart.
People, if you look on Facebook, people have 400 friends, 500 friends, you can just ignore it, you know? People forget that they put the request out. Their feelings aren't going to get hurt. People do it kind of involuntarily. Like I said, everybody wants to feel like they have friends. So getting a friend request or sending a friend request kind of replicates that feeling, but you don't follow up on it. It's like a sugar high.
So, Tina, do you go out to dinner with your... No, maybe not. I'm assuming you go out to dinner with family members, but what about some of the people at your work that you're friendly with? Would you take them out to dinner?
We do more of lunch, but I wanted to comment on the Facebook piece. You also can friend them and then just create a restricted profile so that they really can't see everything.
That's true. You have to go through one by one, though. It's a long process.
Tina set up the takeaway right at the beginning. It's all about Tina, and you said this right at the top, separating the personal from the professional in all of your relationships. Right, Tina?
Yeah, I think you can do it. I think they're... You know, even if you go to dinner, we've done group dinners before. You know, we even try not as a group to talk so much about work if we're going out.
The thing is, people are spending, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a job these days, people are spending more time than ever at work. And companies like Google are trying to make it easier for you to spend time at work by making things friendlier. But you can't confuse being friendly and being social with being real friends.
That's the takeaway right there. Kate Daly writes a Human Condition blog at Newsweek.com. We're also joined by Tina Wells, the founder and chief executive of Buzz Marketing. That's a youth-centered market research firm.
Great discussion. And actually, we want you to enter the discussion. If you got a story about when close became too close in your workplace. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And if you missed anything on the program, we're always on here at The Takeaway. You can take the podcast to go at thetakeaway.org or even go to iTunes. We're asking you all morning to help out, to argue against or for the president. You know, he's got to speak to a joint session of Congress. He's going to rock the joint in Congress next week to talk about health care. Here's a takeaway.
President has got to come up with some kind of plan, and the members of Congress have got to zip their lips and zip their egos and do one thing and one thing only, get that plan through.
That's historian Alan Lichtman from American University. What's your winning argument?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.